One last point. I have said that when works or parts of works of Buddhist canonical literature that are in poetry are translated into a modern language, there is a danger that they will be translated into prose and read accordingly. The danger consists in the fact that poetry is the literature of power par excellence, which is the reason why poetry is capable of moving us to a far greater extent than prose. So that when poetry is translated into prose, it loses much of its original power and, therefore, much of its capacity to move. In reading works of Buddhist canonical literature in translation, we should be careful to read them, wherever possible, in translations which do justice to their poetic quality. Otherwise, we shall be unable to read them as literature in the fullest sense, and thus will not be moved by them to the extent that we might have been. If we are able, however, to read poetry as poetry, if we're able to understand the real nature of literature, if we're able to see to what extent we are justified in approaching Buddhist canonical literature as literature, and able to see what it actually means in practical terms to approach it in this way, if we allow ourselves to feel the power of works like the Mahaparinibbana Sutta and the Vimalakirti Nirdesha, then we shall obtain at least a glimpse of the glory of the literary world and gain a better understanding of the real nature of Buddhist canonical literature.